This weekend, Bill and Hillary Clinton will be in Little Rock as that city and the rest of the state recognizes the 25th anniversary of the night Bill Clinton was elected president and addressed the world from downtown Little Rock. In a few minutes, Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media will have a story about that night and the 25 years since. Before that, some memories from one of the Arkansans charged a quarter century ago with putting together what would be the most watched outdoor event in Arkansas history. 6 weeks before it was to take place, when just in his mid-20s, Roby Brock, now with our partner Talk Business and Politics, was trying to get Little Rock ready for a global close-up.
Well, 25 years ago, I remember it being a little chilly outside. It was kind of cold, and I actually had the job of being one of the coordinators of the watch night party in downtown Little Rock. So I was watching the crowd amass on the streets of downtown Little Rock, as well as the old State House lawn. And I just remember kind of the energy when the president finally came out late in the evening, and he had been declared president-elect, and he and Hillary and Chelsea came out, and then the Gores joined them, and they blasted that music, and everybody was just celebrating in the streets. It was a crazy, crazy night.
Roby says he spent 6 weeks of 14-plus-hour days making calls to telecommunications companies and organizers. The crowd was going to be big, and Roby quickly discovered Little Rock didn't own any of those parade barriers that are so common now, those gray rectangles with bars that keep crowds controlled. So Roby rented 8,000 of them from the city of New Orleans, Mardi Gras tested and ready. He says he still recalls the butterflies as media and visitors from all over the world descended into downtown.
You had 250 satellite trucks with news organizations from all over the world. You had thousands and thousands of Arkansans that were just down there for the spectacle of it. You had all of the campaign operatives with their focus on what was going on, particularly around the old State House. And it was just one of those evenings where the temperature didn't matter, the who you were standing next to didn't matter. Everybody was down there to really celebrate a monumental kind of aspect of Arkansas history, where the first Arkansan had been elected president of the United States, something that probably nobody thought would have happened a year and a half before, when Clinton was such a long shot to even get the nomination, much less win.
In the 25 years since, there was a re-election of Bill Clinton, two Hillary Clinton campaigns for the White House, and an Arkansas shift from Democrat blue to Republican red. But Roby says there are lasting effects, some that may go mostly unnoticed, that do remain for the state and the city of Little Rock.
Well, I think on a couple of fronts, there are some interesting things to consider. It's very obvious that Clinton being elected president did something to the Arkansas psyche. I mean, there we talked for years about Arkansas chic in Washington, D.C. It just kind of brought Southern culture to the forefront, and his larger-than-life personality certainly made for a great character to cover in the White House. So I think there was something that boosted the Arkansas mentality and the Arkansas psyche from Clinton being elected. And then you obviously have some of the tangible benefits that we've seen over the years, such as the Clinton Library going into downtown Little Rock and being one of the anchors down there in the River Market. There's been about $2 billion or more worth of investments in downtown Little Rock as a result of that commitment that the Clintons made back in the day, and much less what's happened since then. Some of the lesser-known things, though, that happened, like from that election night, we had to get electricity as well as fiber optic capabilities in downtown Little Rock at a time when it did not exist 25 years ago. And so Arkansas or Little Rock wouldn't have some of that high-tech capability that it does today if we hadn't had to accommodate the International Press Corps at the time. That was one of the big aspects of my job in coordinating the watch night party in downtown Little Rock, was making sure that the satellite trucks around the world could communicate it to the rest of the planet at the time. So there's some intangible benefits like that that really, I think, benefited businesses in downtown Little Rock after that.
Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics, remembering the election night party in Little Rock 25 years ago, when Roby was one of the people responsible for putting the event together.